Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 18-9 as well as dragon energy. So it's interesting too, because we're actually entering into the Chinese New Year, and this is the year of the dragon. So I think that's somewhat significant. It's interesting too, because with dragon energy, let's talk about that first. With dragon energy coming through, there's something here about like ancient wisdom. It's a very like protective type of energy. So it's sort of like protecting, I don't want to say like protecting your secrets. I don't know why that's kind of coming through, but like protecting, or let's put it this way. Cause you know, when we think about like dragon energy, we usually see dragons depicted as like protecting the gold, right? Or the treasures. So there is something here about protecting what's ready or what's not ready to be released into the world yet. So what I kind of think of here is like protecting your egg. So if there's like some creative project or something that you're working on with self, or again, your contribution into the world, whatever it may be, can literally be anything, but that's your egg. It's something that's yours, that's close to your heart, that you're meant to nurture, to see grow into something and then present to the world. But it's kind of like if you have some kind of idea that you're working on or that you want to birth into the world, with dragon energy coming through, it's sort of saying it's not ready yet to be delivered. It's not ready yet to be put out into the world, because the world isn't going to protect it the way that you can. And right now it's in a phase where it needs to be protected and nurtured and grown, right? And then when it gets to the point where it's ready to be received by the world, by others, then you can release it. But there's definitely something here. So this feels very specific, so it's not going to be for everyone, but if there's something that, again, is a new seedling, then keep it close to your heart and protect it. Be mindful of who you share it with at this point in time, because it's kind of like when we're in the beginning stages of something, especially something that feels really aligned with our purpose or something we want to see grow, we can be excited about it and we might want to share it with others. But what can happen is it doesn't belong to others yet. It's not their egg. So they're not going to care for it the way that you would care for it. And so it's sort of this time where we're more susceptible to being easily influenced in the direction that we move in. And so you just want to be really careful that you're not sharing your egg with people who aren't going to take care of it, right? You don't want to be discouraged from building whatever this is or moving towards whatever it is that you're moving towards. You want to nurture it, see it grow, and get it ready. And then when it's ready, then present it into the world. So definitely something coming through with that. I will also say there's a magical element to this as well. And you are the magician, right? So you are the one who's going to create whatever this is, manifest whatever this is. But it's definitely in some kind of a protective phase right now where it needs to be protected. So with the 18-9 energy, this is really interesting because the 18-9 brings about this strong energy of healing. And so when someone's moving through an 18-9 cycle, there's usually an emphasis of really paying attention to your body, but holistic body, right? Like body, mind, spirit. What is it that you need now? Do you need more sleep? Do you need to eat more nutritious, in a more nutritious way that feels good for you, right? That makes your body feel good, that makes you feel good. Do you need to, you know, seek out guidance or help from someone to just be able to open up, to be able to share your inner world with? So like a therapist or something like that. This is a great time to seek out therapy or holistic healing in some way that feels right and good for you. Anytime the 18-9 comes through, there's something deeper that needs to be sort of healed or acknowledged, right? And so again, it could be as simple as our sleep pattern is off. And so the 18-9 will come in and, you know, help us to really sort of nurture ourselves and heal ourselves and get us back into balance. So there could be an emphasis on wherever it is that you're out of balance now that needs your attention so that you can, you know, come back into balance and harmony at this time. You could also see that connections are more prone to being healed at this time. People may resurface from your past unexpectedly that, you know, are ready to have those deeper conversations to heal whatever needs healing or mending, or at least get it to a higher octave to where both can move forward in a much healthier way, right? So you could see that come through as well. Also, there could be things that are released at this time or fall away at this time. Because they're not serving or they're actually doing more harm than good. And so though it can feel like a double-edged sword, there's a healing process that takes place through that release. And the nine will usually come in and release those connections or those situations that are not serving us on our path forward. And so kind of like divine intervention. So very interesting energies around this full moon for you all. It's a quick cycle, but a lot can happen in a couple of weeks. So just pay attention. And I would definitely say pay attention to your body and how you feel and where it is that you need to give yourself some grace or some extra TLC. This is definitely the time to do that. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Love and tunes. Bye for now.